Blog Talk Radio.
Great Inferno, the host of this show, the Great Inferno Show. Of course, welcome to the show.
It's 9 o'clock, and it's Friday.
That's right, Friday Fist Fry. you guys are getting tired of this flu swine outbreak yet?
Yes,
me too. Oh, yeah, it's all over the news, though. I think the WHO people that take care of that actually elevated to, what is that, I can't find a word into it, but it's dangerous now. that's what it is. Well, enough of that. We talked about it so much on the last time, so, if you guys want to talk about that, 347-884-8125. Actually, you know what? Maybe I'll touch up a little bit. I'll touch up on that just a little bit. You know, like this guy, actually, I forgot my notes here. Who was that guy? Okay. The guy from Slippery Rock University. I won't be able to actually go to his, graduation party because of his Mexico trip. I think he's being isolated, something like that. Bummer, no party for him. Yeah, sucks to be him. But, so let me know what you think about that, and we will, second half, did I just lose my, all right, and then we'll talk about that later on, so. Okay, well, let's go to, I just lost my, all right, here we go, we're back, I just lost my switchboard, that was weird, okay, first of all, happy birthday to those celebrating birthday today and tomorrow, here we go, it's birthday time, all right. Watch it on. That's enough. Those are the for my friends, online friends only. Okay, MySpace and Facebook friends. Happy birthday to you all. Because without you, I will be a lonely little man. Anyway, just we'll start off a topic and. And we'll go from there. We'll do a little sports, like your host as a little sports fan. You know, I'm not really, I'm not no sports guru, what you call it, but I like sports. I want to talk about the Bulls, Chicago Bulls, man, going to 3-0 to beat that team on the East Coast. Oh, Celtics, yeah, that one. To push the game or the series to a game 7. What do you think about that, huh? Huh? A slap in the back there. We'll talk about that. You know, I didn't watch the game, but I heard it was awesome. And I've seen a preview of it, and it's pretty cool. I think, they need to bring the basketball back to the Midwest. To Chicago, I mean. Yeah, to Illinois. That's what they need to do, It's about time. Huh? It's about time. What do you think, Chicago people? For those loving Chicago, I'm going to start singing. All right. Well, I'm going to talk about this flu again. It looks like they said it was, it's overrated. who's saying this? Who's saying that, though? Okay, it's, you know, some of the experts. It said it has been a week since the news of, you know, an international outbreak of the so-called swine flu kind of raised fears of pandemic with an unknown potential of countless death. I think it's hundreds. And they said, you know, this swine flu oink, the oink oink, has been worse than its bite. New York City official reported Friday that swine flu still has not spread beyond a few schools. I think they're waiting for it. I mean, in Mexico and suspended origin of the outbreak, very few relatives of flu victims seems to have caught the virus. And also, they continue as further evidence that this strain of the H1N1 influenza virus is looking a little less ominous. A U.S. health official says it lacks the genes that made the 1918 pandemic strain so deadly. So, I don't know what the expert's trying to do here. He's like, oh, it's not that deadly. It's just a hype. Well, I better be thankful now. I'm thankful if it's just a hype, you know. So, what do you say? Open up some line here real quick. 3797, go ahead. You online in the Great Parent Show.
Yeah, about the flu virus. Maybe it was deadly, but Lord had something to do about that.
It was deadly to those people who died from it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It was scary to others, too, you know.
Scary to others, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of scared me when they said it about this closure to Milwaukee. I'm like, wow, that's, you know, and some of the members of the house, you know, my house is actually showing some sign of a fever or something like that, but it went away. But, you know, no need to panic or anything like that. So, but they said it's not even clear yet. Do you know, actually, in somewhere in Asia or something, they scan, they have the scanner, you go through, like, in airports and stuff.
Yeah.
You go through the scan, and then there's, like, a heat. Thermal scan that they, you know, scan the heat of the body and where's the heat coming from or the source of it. They can actually pinpoint if it's coming from your throat, the head, the ears, you know, or on the body. And then they will, you know, they'll pull you aside and say, hey, you're a little hot there, buddy. So what do you think? Are you glad that the expert said it's not, you know, it's not what is, you know, it's not to worry about and it's not as deadly as the 1918 pandemic?
Yeah.
Or not even close comparison to it. You glad? Or you just are you bummed out?
I'm kind of like glad, and I'm kind of like skeptical. But maybe I shouldn't be skeptical because that's not believing that Lord. You know, I'm like, I'm kind of like on the fence. I guess on the fence. You know, about that. Like either Lord answered many people's prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Or the government's just lying because they see the people, like, getting worried they're not going to work and they just want life to go on. So either they're trying to cover it up or the Lord really did a miracle. And I know in our household, my husband, my household, Lord did miracle. Our baby, he, like, about a day or two after we were talking about this on the air, he developed a fever. We went somewhere. And when we came home, he took a nap, and when he woke up, he had a, like, really high fever. And I was like, oh, I was so worried, you know, that it's that, you know. And and so a friend of mine prayed with me to have peace, and then after that, and then we decided, my husband and I decided that if he still had a fever the next day, that we would take, and like in the morning, then we would take him to the doctor. And in the morning, his fever went significantly down to like 99.6 or something, whereas like about 12:30 at night it was like maybe around 104. So.
Wow, that's great, interesting. Now the they think it's still going to develop that vaccine, and they said it should be done or it should be ready in a couple of months. You know, a lot of people still is going to, you know, go and take that vaccine because you never know. If you're planning to take that vaccination for the kids, you know, ask your doctor, ask a bunch of questions. you know, before you take that. Yeah, so let's move on, shall we? Because I got a lot of things to cover. Man, do I a lot of things to get together. Join me, call in to my show, 347-884-8125. Callers, you're going to have to press 2 if you want to join in. Otherwise, I won't be able to pick you up. So you're going to have to press 2. Press 2, please, if you want to join in. Okay? Also, join me on the chat room. If you can go to blogtalkradio.com/greatinfernal and click on the little says chat now, and the little thingy will pop on, and you'll be able to chat with the Great Inferno. I'll be right there waiting for you anxiously. And I'm going to touch about Cinco de Mayo. I know it's only Uno de Mayo right now, but Cinco de Mayo is actually, you know, they start celebrating Cinco de Mayo today, you know. And Cinco de Mayo, it's widely observed or celebrated throughout the country, you know, because of the Mexicans' presence in the United States. And I'm going to go through with the Cinco de Mayo facts. So get your grilling. Speaking of grilling, I've seen it in the news about Virgin Mary. I've seen it was actually formed into the restaurant griddle. Do you believe that? Right on the griddle there. It's like the statue of Virgin Mary. So, yeah, we'll talk about that also. And also we'll talk about one of the airlines. And actually, British airline, that is, that has apologized for omitting Israel on the in-flight map. So actually, Israel was not in a map, and they just want to apologize. And they're blaming on the Muslims, some Muslim countries. And we'll talk about that, yes, of course. And also, researchers found out that we're actually SpongeBob's related to SpongeBob, according to the experts of the evolution theory. About 700 million years ago, one of the most, they call it, significant and most mysterious events in the history of life on Earth. And they're saying that there's a sponge-like, they named it Plotina, that it might something like it have been our distant ancestors. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about also, yeah, we'll talk about that. But first, I want to play a song real quick, I'll grab a cup of coffee, and then we'll go back, okay? So take a break, you hardworking people. Hold in just a second. I'm going to play Days Gone, although I have not heard anything from them yet. From them, like, calling me to be on my show. I like their song. Yeah. So I'm going to play that, and later on I'm going to play on halftime Double Think. I'm going to play that You Think We're in Love by Double Think. They were on my show, actually, last time. The lead singer, Scott, was on my show. We had a good time. And so we'll leave you up right now, and we're going to take a break.
I made along the way. Now I'll never be alone. older brother and a dog. I was blessed with a dad and a mom, and my friends were around. And when things got on, I could count on them to hold me down at the time of a lie down here. Doing what we wanted to do without fear. You never know.
Welcome back. That was, you heard the Days Gone. That was Days Gone. I like their song. I like that song. Oh, anyway, if you disagree with me, heck with you. Caller 2131, you're going to have to press 2 if you want to participate. Otherwise, I won't be able to pick you up. Thank you. 3797, go right ahead. Well, no wonder. All right, no one's want to get online right now, so we'll get going here. And, okay, we'll talk about that guy that can't really be part of the graduation because of the Mexico trip. I'm sorry?
I'm here. I heard you calling me. I was in the bathroom.
Oh, okay, how was that?
I had to wash my hands, so it took me longer.
All right. Okay.
I'm referring to the swine virus. You know.
Don't want to know. Don't want to know what you did in the bathroom. Dan... Dude's name is, Dan Godshall. Godshall. What's interesting last name there. Godshall. And actually 21 other students from the Slippery Rock University will not be allowed to graduate at their school main ceremony because of their recently visited Mexico. Bummer. So the students who returned this week after student teaching in Mexico came back to the United States early because they were worried the border would be closed and they missed out on walking at their graduation. Well, guess what? You're missing out anyway. But now they'll be walking in their own graduation. Maybe they'll have a little own graduation party or graduation ceremony. So, without any their classmate. The college fear they may have been exposed to the flu outbreak, the H1N1. I said, at first I was like, no way, no way. God, you know, that dude Godshall saying, no way, no way. And he said that he had irrational 15 minutes, and he said, "Oh my God, I can't go to my graduation." So I don't know what's the big deal of going to graduation anyway. But let me talk to caller, call 373797. What do you think? Not going to graduation? Bummed out because of the. I think they're doing the university is actually doing other people, you know, favor by not letting them go into the graduation party. You know, what if? So you can't like really, you know what I mean? They've been in Mexico. I think they've been into that area, and they just want to make sure. They want to make sure that you know they don't have that virus. I mean, they should be like, I think. Don't they like have to be checked out first before they can do that and before I can isolate them? It's kind of
right,
funny, isn't
that's,
it?
That's
so you've been to Mexico,
thinking.
So you have the virus. Huh?
Yeah, like there is a test to tell if they have it or not. So I mean, like, do they even know anything about this virus? Maybe it lays dormant until it, you know, maybe it lays dormant for like 3 months, 2 to 3 months. You know,
mm-hmm.
if that's the case, then yeah, then. You know what I mean? If it lays dormant, maybe they can't detect it right away. So, so you know, like, that's the only thing. But, like, you know, and then again, the government is the one saying that it's not a big deal anymore. So, well, I mean, like, yeah, so, yeah, I just, I think
they should give them fair. Yeah, they should give them a fair shot. Like, test them. Test those kids,
yeah.
You know, the 22 of them. And if, you know, if they're not showing any signs of having a flu or via that virus, I mean, let them go to graduation party or the graduation ceremony. What's a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my opinion. But, you know, I mean, they're not like they have this disease that they can't be. You know what I mean? And they can't be with the crowd, and it's just nonsense. Again, you know, in the same time, they're just trying to protect, you know, the rest of the group or the rest of the kids there.
Right.
So, I mean, let's say you're the parents. Would you be outraged? Would you be mad? What would you have done? Would you yell at
the parents of other students or
the parents of this the dude, Dan Godshaw. Let's say you're the parent of Dan.
I would probably say, you know, it's in the best interest of everybody to not participate, and you know, Lord will take care of it. And I mean, because you gotta, I mean, maybe not a lot of people. I don't know. I personally believe that you gotta bring Lord into everything, and sometimes that helps people understand things better. If you just say, hey, you know, I do that for the sake of the people, they may not understand. But if they're religious and you say, hey, you know, Lord knows what's best and Lord will work it out, and, you know, just kind of like love them in that way by not showing up, you know. I mean, if I was a parent of another student and then I found out they were going to the graduation, I would probably be a little bit concerned. You know, that for the safety of people.
Right, of course.
There's nothing, I mean, they don't know much about this swine virus, you know, and well, I think it's possible that the Lord did take it from a level 4 to maybe a level 1, you know, or whatever they're claiming it to be now. Maybe they're claiming it to be a level 0 now. I don't know. But I do believe God could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, but my comment on those. No.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the comment there. I mean, it's just, you know, again, like, you know, I mean, you don't have to be a religious type of person to bring God into everything. You know, you gotta honor them and glory them. I mean, it's just, well, anyway, this is a different subject. Let's move on. So, yeah, that's, you know, I feel you. I mean, it's the same thing with Well, my opinion is, like, you know, they should have given a fair shot by, you know, testing them, or by you know, see if it's a you know, if they have any virus, sign of virus, and then, you know, if they're a little, you know, the temperature's a little higher than the normal, and then, you know, maybe, hey, you know, let's not attend the graduation party. So, all right, and. So we are agreed on that. Cinco de Mayo. I want to talk about that. I know it's Uno de Mayo right now. Like, again, they are celebrating widely in the United States. So, what do you, I mean, you came for, where are you from? Are you from big city, small town, or... How's Cinco de Mayo taken? How's your the town taking in Cinco de Mayo? Or are they? Do you see any Mexican flag in the street? What do you see?
For
comments
me.
On Cinco de Mayo? Yeah, you.
Like the
no, the other the other.
My husband and our family live in right now.
Yeah, like in a city.
So
I
you
mean,
just
are you?
Where am I from? So.
Yeah,
like,
where you from?
So I just want to clarify that if that's
on, yeah.
where I'm from originally or where I'm from, like, you know, right now. Or
okay,
if from right now,
I'll go to
no, they
question.
Don't make
what
like,
you, okay.
a big deal out of it.
Yeah.
I think
so
like,
when I say Cinco de Mayo,
people, they get together
thought?
And they drink or something like that. They celebrate it, but they celebrate it quietly. And actually, like, a lot of people believe that it's something about the Independence Day, but... I think I asked my friend from Mexico, and I don't think that's the answer. I can't remember what her answer was, but I don't think that it's I don't think it's their Independence Day. Go ahead. Do you know any history of that?
The history of Cinco de Mayo?
Of Cinco de Mayo, yeah. Like, why do people celebrate
it's widely,
that?
It's widely available online. I mean, whether there's an argument about, you know, but... that's not really Cinco de Mayo. I mean, but you know, like, not what I'm saying is just, you know, this is their. I think their independence from French.
Oh. Okay.
Isn't it right? Isn't that what they teach you in high school? In school?
Oh.
Right.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
That was so long
so here's
ago.
Here's my take on that. Well, are you ready?
Long, I can't even remember what they taught me in school about Cinco de Mayo. Like I said, I can't even. A year ago, I asked my friend from Mexico, and she told me what it means, and I forgot all about what it means. But I do not think that she answered in reply with that it's their Independence Day, something else.
Right. Okay. Well, first of all, Cinco de Mayo is not an American holiday. But you actually never know because it's like I said, it's celebrated widely in our country, especially in a big city. You know, it's a Mexican holiday, of course. It's Cinco de Mayo. Some people call it Cinco de Mayo, or some people will call it with other things, like Cinco de Mustard, Cinco de Mustache, something like that. I think I saw that driving on the way here. It's like one of the bar they had like on a billboard and it says Cinco de Mustard, Mustache or something. I think that's a band. I don't know. Who knows? But anyway, many people think it's the Mexican Independence Day, but it's not. Okay, that happened September 16th, 1810. Instead, Cinco de Mayo is a big day in the French-Mexican War. Also, they call the war of the French intervention. Here they come. I'm going to read off some of you the quick facts about Cinco de Mayo. Then you can decide or you can share with your kids and use it to impress your pathetic little friend. Okay? Hold on a second. Let me take a sip of this coffee. Delicioso. Delicioso. Well, before we do that, let's get people... I got a caller coming up here right now. 3944. What do you think? Cinco de Mayo? Cinco de Mayo? Cinco de Mustard?
Well, every year on this time of year, I'd buy 5 packages of mustard and throw them in the, or not mustard, mayonnaise and throw them in the street. I thought that's what you're supposed to do.
Cinco de Mayo? No. Although I've done that.
What's that?
Although I've done it, but actually it's not it. I mean, are you planning to go out there in the street and wave your Mexican flag and
yeah.
What's your plan? What's your plan for Cinco de Mayo?
I plan on going about my day as usual because I don't know if you've noticed this, and I know you've seen me once before and once or twice before. I am not Latino in any way, shape, or form.
No, not even. Why do you wear a halo all the time? The sombrero.
No. Fedora.
Why do you have Dora the Explorer on your shirt, man?
That's because I'm a coke mule like her. She's my I idolize her.
Yeah, I hear you now. Let me go with the facts real quick, and we'll go back to that. Again, if you wear a sombrero right now, you know, you might want to call in and, you know, discuss with us, 347-884-8125, or you can go in the chat room so I can beat the crap out of you there. blogtalkradio.com/Great Inferno. And here's some of the fun facts, okay? Cinco de Mayo originates from the day the Mexican army defeated French forces. But who did it? Everyone did it. Anyway, that was back in the Battle of Puebla. The Mexican army was led by General Ignacio Zaragoza, Seguin, something like that. So write that down. Mexico was attacked by France and other European countries because it stopped paying interest to its creditors. So, hey, don't they do that now? Anyway, the French army outnumbered the Mexican army 2-1, was better equipped, and had not been defeated in nearly 50 years. So the French back then was, man, they were tough.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. So the battle is also the last time an army from a different continent invaded the America, you know, the continent. Write those down. And then despite the victory on May 5th, France later went on to occupy Mexico in 1863. They ruled there until they voluntarily withdrew after U.S. pressure in 1866 and 1867. So, again, U.S. presence back then. So the holiday is celebrated mostly in Puebla, and it's throughout the rest of the country, and, you know, and in Americans, Canada, whatever, which include the celebration activities includes food, dancing, music, more dancing. So in the United States, the holiday is essentially a day to celebrate Mexican culture, and is celebrated widely again and across the country. Here's two more. The first Cinco de Mayo in the U.S. was celebrated in 1967 when a group of California State University students realized that, hey, there was no Chicano celebration in the country. Let's make one up. So 1967. So that was it. Write those down. So the largest and the last one will be the largest Cinco de Mayo festival is the festival the Fiesta Broadway in Los Angeles, California. More than 600,000 people attended, or Mexicans alike. Other major festivals are held in Denver and St. Paul's, Minnesota. I'm surprised there's no Chicago or Milwaukee or even, like, you know, what do you call that, Florida. You know, there's a lot of Mexicans over there, or Chicago even, you know. So let's go back with your caller, 3944. Uno de Mayo. Actually, they are starting to celebrate Cinco de Mayo today. So you can see drunks and out there and here and there.
Cinco de Mayo. If that's what's like being, if that's how you celebrate Cinco de Mayo in Wisconsin, every day is Cinco de Mayo. Then if all you see is more drunks.
that's it. Oh, it's just like Irish, you know, the what do you call that? What do you, the Irish people celebrate? The
Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, yeah. Yeah, just like St. Patrick's Day, only with, you know, better beer. Oh, man, that's funny. But, I strongly believe it, man, Nate Dogg. I mean, it's, you know, if celebration Cinco de Mayo is just all about drinking and partying and stuff, I mean, it'd be Cinco de Mayo every day. Why not?
Right?
Yeah. It's Cinco de Mayo, and, you know, you ask him, so why are you drunk? And it's the middle of, like, September. It's Cinco de Mayo, man, you know. Oh, I get it. Cinco de Mayo. But a lot of establishments out there, you know, they're going to try to capitalize on that, especially the, you know, Walmart. You know, see it in the Walmart, and they have big signs like, get your party Cinco de Mayo stuff over here. Come and get it. Your piñatas are made here, whatever. So, I mean, they're going to capitalize on that, whether you like it or not. But call 3797 Cinco de Mayo. Have you ever attended one? I know you've dated a lot of Mexicans back there.
I can't remember. It was so long ago.
I may have.
I think I did once, like at my sister's house, because she's kind of married to a Mexican. So, so like they have like you know those corn tortillas, and then they have that steak that's like all like cooked
get
and stuff
now.
Like that.
Yeah.
Really thin steak and yeah. So yeah, that was so long ago though. I think it was
yeah.
like 10 or 11 years ago.
Oh, wow.
If not more. It might have even been more than that.
Yeah. Nate Dogg, I know that you're into Latina, what I've heard. Well, different Latina, though. Not Mexican Latina, but the other Latina. So anyway, that's what I heard, all right? So don't call me on that one. But you going to any Cinco de Mayo party anytime soon?
No, Peruvians really don't celebrate Mexican holidays.
They don't. What do they celebrate?
Just kind of, you know, they don't try to do it, you know.
Right.
Chinese don't 4th of July. I don't feel like celebrating Cinco de Mayo, you know.
You don't feel like it? Even if someone hands you, like, a bottle of Corona on the street and said, hey, happy Cinco de Mayo, let's hug each other.
You know what I would say? I don't care what holiday it is, but if you're passing out free beer, I'll drink.
You're like, all right, whatever. Just slam it. All right, there you go. Happy
right?
Cinco de Mayo to you. So, yeah. So that's what have you do you drink? I mean, do you drink beer, Coronas, anything? Any Mexican? What's your favorite Mexican beer or drink?
Tequila, homeboy.
Tequila! I can't even roll my tongue anymore. Tequila! So, yeah, that's sweet, man. That's tequila. Do you take straight salt or what?
Oh, man, I don't put on no training wheels. I took them off years ago. Why would I do them with a drink? Straight up. Finish off
straight
a bottle.
Listen, we have a straight-up drinker here, which you probably get over it like I did. I almost actually... I actually died because from the tequila. That was like about 14 years ago. Yeah. I stopped drinking because of that. Stay away from it.
I polished off a whole bottle of tequila one night. One of the medium bottles of...
Cuervo? Was it Cuervo? Yeah.
Yeah, the word detox was thrown around a lot that night.
Yeah, mine too came out both ways.
I woke up the next morning and didn't know what happened.
Some jalapenos, yeah. He tried some jalapenos with that. Man, that would, yeah, that's it. 3787, do you drink tequila or anything like that?
No, I don't.
No? Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Yep,
so.
I know. Not that I'm better than anybody else, but... I just don't think that I'd be safe if I did.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Now, let's switch subject over, because we don't want to Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, it's over already. If you guys are going to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, go ahead. You know, I mean, please, you know, read or go back to what I said about the fun facts of Cinco de Mayo. So when anyone's, like, you know, approach you and says, hey, what's Cinco de Mayo all about? Let me tell you.
You know, there's a better...
Right in fairness. What now?
There's a better holiday going on tomorrow.
What is it?
Cinco Cuatro Dos de Mayo.
Dos de Mayo?
Yeah.
That'll be it. There you go. And then there's a better one, the one after that. It'll be Tres de Mayo.
No, man. The Mifflin Street Block Parties.
Actually, when I used to live in Illinois, they would, you know, block off the street because, you know, and then they would, you know, drive around and wave their flags, you know. I mean, they're proud of that. I mean, they should be, you know, they should be proud of that. And, you know, that's, you know, as you can see, I can blend in with the Mexicans. So I just like, hey, you know, trying to get free beer and stuff. So, yeah, that's what I did.
Do you not know of the Mifflin Street Block Parties, though?
The what?
The Mifflin Street Block Parties.
Where's that? I'm not really... Like here or around in Milwaukee? Where is it?
I'm Madison, man. Tomorrow, 8 a.m. in Madison, Wisconsin. Oh, they block off about 4 blocks of college, like, housing. It's like all houses rented out by college students.
Right.
Like
is that
4 blocks.
Is that related to Cinco de Mayo party or no?
Hey, if people are starting to celebrate Cinco de Mayo right now, that's tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So, you know?
Yeah.
Just another reason for Americans to drink around Cinco de Mayo.
All right. You young people can do that. You know, I graduated from that. Are you going?
Big boy now, huh?
Yeah.
I was supposed to.
You supposed to?
Yeah, but like, my friends didn't want to go now because half of them got, like, full careers now instead of jobs like they have been. So, like, they graduated college and they got full careers now and they're working on Saturday. And I'm like, oh, man, that sucks.
That sucks, actually, yeah. Now, let's go jump in. Like I said, I was going to talk about the Virgin Mary scenes in Restaurant Griddle, actually. Hear me out on this one. This is the hottest thing in the griddle at the Las Palmas restaurant these days, and the food is the image of the Our Lady of Guadalupe. The cook, actually one of the cooks says that she saw on the griddle. The restaurant manager, Brandon Martinez, says more than 100 people had flocked to the small town of Calexico on the California-Mexico border to look at the likeness or the image of the Virgin Mary since it was discovered at the griddle when there was being cleaned. Well, if you go online and you just type on that, it's going to, you know, show you the pictures, and it looks like it's a squash, you know, like a pancake to me, and it's burnt. You know, it looks like we just, you know, left off like maybe food or like pancake burnt off. That's what it looks like. I don't think there's no Mary appearing. I don't think Mary would appear because it's basically dead, you know, a long time ago. So what say you, Nate Dog 3944? What do you say to this? It's not Virgin Mary?
If I found a cornflake that looked like Abraham Lincoln, do you think people in top hats are going to come around and think Abraham Lincoln's coming back around?
You never know.
It's just like, guys, it's dead.
Right.
Well, if you saw a cornflake like Jesus?
Yeah, it's like, and another thing, does anybody really know what she looks like?
Well, it's not even a face, man. It's just like an image, you know, like they have a Virgin Mary, like an image of, like, you know, with the image of her, and, you know, it was not like a clearly face that you can't tell between the burnt marks of a pancake or to that. And it's just, it's going to be, that was just like, yesterday, and it's already 100 people flocking there and just wanting to see it, but,
here's my curiosity, though. If, like, I've seen pictures of what the St. Mary's supposed to look like, and a lot of the portrayals make her look like almost, you know, like pure German or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure St. Mary was Jewish, and the picture I see she doesn't look Jewish at all, and the Latinos like to make her look a little more Latino, you know? But it's just like... Mm-hmm. In reality, who is she? You know, does anybody actually have a Polaroid I could look at and compare this squished up piece of squash or whatever it is to St. Mary?
No, actually no. And I think that's it's a religion thing. You know, it's like the Catholics, you know, they like to embrace that, you know, the signs and the images, statues and stuff like that. So
I'm not saying it's a bad thing to like worship the image of her, you know. To each
right.
their own. I'm just saying, you know, if in my eyes something looked like her, I bet you I could convince people to, because I'd be like, you know what, I think this is what she looked like. And then people would go, yeah, okay. Yeah, that is what she looked like. You're right. It's like, it's all like being able to convince people. That's what it is.
Yeah, and if, let's say if, you know, like that image, whatever, you know, let's say that, you know, that's something like miracle and divine, maybe, you know, I'll second guess that, you know what I mean? But if it's not, it's just like, hey, look at this. look at this. It looks like a Virgin Mary. Come and see it.
Did the image, like, clean the griddle itself, like, magically, and all of a sudden it appeared?
No, it looks like it burnt out. It's like it looks like it's just burnt image of looks like a body with Anyway, 3787, go ahead. What's your comment on this? You can throw in your religion stuff in there. Come on, 3787.
I know what to say, but there's a movie called Henry Poole Is or Was Here or something like that.
Oh, that's a good movie. Yeah, I've seen that.
It's kind of like, you know, where people see what they... I don't want to... I just, personally, I think that it's wrong to go to flock there to worship the image. Because you should only be worshiping Jesus.
I think they're just probably curious.
I mean, I don't
want to
condemn people, but I think that my personal belief is you should just be worshiping Jesus Christ, not the Virgin Mary. Yeah, she was special in the way that she gave birth to Jesus, but even he said that we, like, believers in Christ that follow him, you know, they're also his brothers and sisters in Christ, you know. And so Virgin Mary is not more important than us. Yeah, she played an important role, but God doesn't want us to play favoritism among people because of their roles that they play in life.
Well, the heavenly thing is, like, again, in the Catholic, and they're heavily, you know, I'm sorry?
I said that's what I believe because that's what I read in the Bible, so.
Right, right.
That's why I believe what I believe.
Yeah, I mean, like, again, if it's, let's say, you know, there's some news that says in Madison, if it's close to here, or, you know, Portage, Reedsburg, and stuff like that, I'll go and see it. You know, I'll go just, you know, curiosity. I'm not going to go and worship it. I think most people just want to see it because of what, you know, they want to see what it looks like. Do you agree there, Nate Dogg? Hello.
Sorry about that. Well, you know, curiosity killed the cat, so I guess.
All right. Rest my case, Al. But if you go out there in California, hey, you know, it's up to you. You decide. Go out there and see it. Maybe, you know, have a little pancakes and while you're at it, you know.
I will bring my disposable camera, take a picture, and bring it back. Maybe
anyway.
I'll find a little smudge on my grilled cheese sandwich that will represent, I don't know, a squirrel or something. Be like, you know what? This looks like a squirrel. Come see.
Yeah. Come see it. Let me jump to the subject here. The scientists, you know, researchers and experts, actually, they are claiming now that we came from a sponge they call Placina. You know, that's about 700 million years ago. So we're I knew we were related to SpongeBob. I mean, come on. Especially. So anyway, what do you say on to this, Nate Dogg? Do you believe in this?
Well, you know, it's just kind of like, when are they going to make up their mind? You know, these guys are supposed to be, like, proving religion wrong, so to speak. Don't get me wrong. I'm religious. I don't believe in all this Scientology crap.
Right.
It's like, if you guys are supposed to be trying to disprove religion, why don't you guys set your mind on something? I mean, if they were to sit there and say, maybe not a monkey per se, but maybe a gorilla, or maybe that, but they're going from a freaking ape to a sponge?
Yep, exactly. That's what it looks like. Well, they have a huge gap there. This is Precambrian, though.
That's what I'm saying.
700
like,
million ago.
The dots.
That's different. They have missing links all over the place. You know, every time they come up with something, it's just like throw off the evolution theory. You know, it throws off everything. It's just like, you know, might as well just throw them in the garbage, you know, because it's...
they've been getting into the, we'll say the peyote a little too much, and they forgot where their whole evolutionary line went, and they just kind of skipped a step or two. They're like, you know what, we're going to play connect the dots. And they just saw a sponge, and they go, yeah, I could see it. I could see it.
There you go. There it is. You know.
Believe me, guys. I'm a scientist. See this the white coat? Scientist.
see the name tag? 3797, what do you think? Sponge? 700 million years ago? Could be related to it? This an ancestor? What do you think?
The interesting fact is that, did you know a banana has 99.9% the same DNA as a human being?
Interesting.
So we
could, I read about that.
You know, I like, as a, from a religious perspective, God may have just made everybody with the same blueprint, maybe just a little bit different. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if you evolve from a, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you were to believe in evolution, and we have 99.9% the same DNA as a banana, then maybe we, you know, came from
we're
that.
We're closer,
I mean,
to the banana.
Know,
we're closer to banana than a monkey.
That, you know,
and from the monkeys,
yeah. We didn't. I don't believe that we evolved from sponges, because if that's the case, why are there still sponges today? And where did this sponge come from?
Why do we use them for wash dishes? You know,
they're a little behind in the evolutionary track. All right, they're the special children of the evolutionary track.
I'm sorry?
It doesn't even make sense, you know, evolution.
Right.
So if we're, like, related to bananas, does that mean we're, like, cannibalistic for eating bananas then?
That means that we don't care about other life because we use sponges to wash dishes?
Right.
You know,
right. It doesn't make sense. I do my dishes with my alternate cousin from a different universe.
Yeah.
Hey, I use sponges to do my dishes. I call them kids.
Call it a dishwasher. I don't care if it's all.
You're right.
Stuff.
I call him Rodolfo. Just kidding.
The joke.
All right, let's switch topic over here. Now, I don't know if you guys heard that Obama was saying that a couple of days ago when he, you know, he's doing that 100 days. You know, into administration, his first 100 days. Well, it takes a lot of nerve to get in the press and claim that he actually claimed a job creation or some kind of a self, you know, that he saved the jobs. And he's actually, he said, this budget builds on the steps we're taking over the last 100 years to move this economy from recession to recovery and ultimately to prosperity. We began by passing a recovery act that has already saved or created over 150,000 jobs and provided tax cut to 95% of all working families. Okay, let me stop my Obama impersonation there. So I was like, really? Which of 150,000 jobs were those? Where are those? Does Obama have any supporting data for this claim? I don't think he has. We wouldn't know from the performance. Yeah, he does somewhere. He just pulled out a magic hat.
Right.
Say, I don't see anything. Where is he coming up with this number? Real quick, Nate Dogg, where is he coming up with this number?
Well, maybe there's more military over there, because wasn't he pushing for, like, a new bill for military money? That's where his magic jobs are coming from. Hey, these people are enlisted, so we're going to call them a new job and send them to a different place. I mean, I don't get a new job if they send me from the shop to the field. It's still the same job. It's just
That could be it, because he's not elaborating on what kind of jobs that he's talking about. So and
homeless people grifters for a job.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the media is actually not going to challenge them because they love him so much. You know, a reporter would have been saying, I would have raised my hand and goes for questioning whatever, Mr. Obama. Where do you get your numbers from? You know, no one did. No one ever challenged him or questioned him. 3797, what do you think? Where is he coming up with this number?
Well, I didn't hear the numbers that you were saying, but I was...
150,000 jobs, he said he created within 100... I'm sorry?
That perhaps it would be easier for people to see if in the newspaper articles they said, hey, instead of us having a shave... 100 million jobs, we only had to shave 50 million employees. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they had, like, some article in the newspaper about how many jobs they saved, then that would make sense, because, like, I see a lot of people, I mean, like General Motors and all these companies they got, I mean, I don't know about all, but a lot of companies, several of the companies that have gotten these bailouts, they keep laying people off.
Aren't the bailouts
to help save the jobs, not lay people off? That's my thought.
Yeah, interesting.
In my opinion.
So, I mean, it's the thing that, you know, someone's out of, like, you know, just questioning him. I mean, I don't see, you know, like a
a reporter or any anchors or anything like that, and CNN especially, you know, or MSNBC, and saying, hey, you know, Mr. Obama, where are you getting all these numbers? But they're going to catch on, you know. They're going to wake up someday. But anyway, let's one more time, Rob. I'm going to be talking over here, and then we'll go in for a landing. Now, actually, it's a British airline called BMI. They're actually apologizing to the Jews for leaving Israel off the map. Currently, they have a real-time maps on flights between London and Tel Aviv, Israel, and it doesn't have the Israel maps. It just says Palestine in it. So BBC reported Friday, actually, that's what it says. Israel officials, you know, they were outraged by it, and then they're apologizing to, you know, to the the Jews, saying or claiming that says, hey, actually the plane or the data or the, you know, the data they got that from is actually from the Muslim countries. You know, I mean, we all know that they don't recognize Israel over there as you know, existence of Israel over there, especially Iran, Iraq, you know, and Palestine. So, what do you, I mean, they didn't change it unless they pointed out, you know. Now, my question is, what needs to be done in order for them to get this right? You know, do they really have to point out, wait a minute, where's Israel, you know? What do you say to Nate Dogg? What do you think? I mean, they should really apologize or, you know, accept their apology?
Well, even if you don't mean it, you better apologize. The Jews will sue you.
Yeah,
I might be getting sued. Don't tell them my name.
I don't want to get any hate mail, dude. All right, I don't want to get any hate mail.
Get another mapologist or whatever you call those guys that make maps. Just get a new guy. You know, fire that old guy that, you know, named it wrong or something. Wikipedia that. It's called Israel,
yeah.
Okay?
There you go.
Wikipedia.
Just Wikipedia it or Google it. What do you say to this, Don? I mean, I know. I mean, if I'm like a Jew, you know, I'll be irritated. I'm like, what? You know, this is, you know, they throw in political stuff in there, and then, you know, Israel should be in there. I mean, what do you think? I mean, they're changing it now, but, you know, without them pointing them out.
I guess I'm on the fence about that too. About, like, okay, first of all, maybe they should omit the Palestine too, you know. And second of all, or like, you know, one of the points too is. But, I mean, I'm not saying, like, what I'm saying is, okay, do you think hypothetically there are some Muslims or some kind of people that hate Israel, and if they found out that they were above Israel,
there's a lot of them.
That's what you're saying, right? The map,
right.
When you're on the airplane, it says where you're flying over.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they know
where Israel
is,
and they decide to blow up the plane because they want to damage Israel.
Yeah.
So, in a way, it's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
To Israel, unless you have some people that's like sentimental on the airplane.
Say,
I mean, as long as they're not flying and landing in Israel, I think that, you know,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Unless
you're sentimental and you're like, oh, look,
yep.
I just passed over Israel. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Exactly. I know what you're saying. Here's my thought, though. I mean, they should, you know, if they're not going to do that, if they're just going to, I think what they should do is boycott the airline, you know, send them, you know, the letters and stuff. And that's my thought, you know. It's like again, Nate Dogg saying, you know, the Jews will sue you. You don't mess with them. But anyway, I got 30 seconds here. Hey, Nate Dogg, so what's up with you? You're going to Madison? What's new? What are you going
with? I think tomorrow I'll be doing some construction tomorrow.
All right.
I think I'm going to stay sober. Getting a little too old for that stuff myself, but it used to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. When I was 16, it was too. So, 3787, what do you got?
I'm thankful that the Lyme virus, hopefully it is not a pandemic or whatever the word is.
Oh,
epidemic.
Pandemic?
I don't know.
It's
all over the place.
Okay.
So I'm thankful for that. And shop at superhighway.com is the website. You can get pretty much everything except for real estate from.
All right. Thanks. Thanks a lot, guys, for talking about Nate Dogg. We'll catch you later, okay? Thanks a lot, dude. And we'll talk to you guys later. I'm going to bed with my cat named Poodle. Huh. Doesn't even make sense. All right. We'll see you guys later. This is Great Inferno.